For CRI, I'm Alexander Orcott. The search for the missing Malaysian Airlines flight is being expanded. The Chinese Ministry of Transport is adding a number of new vessels to the search grid. The US military is also sending an additional ship and a number of extra aircraft into the region to help locate the missing plane. This comes as authorities in Vietnam expand their search for the missing plane to the east of the original search area, which is located to the south of Vietnam, where the plane last had contact. The Boeing 777 with 239 people on board disappeared early Saturday morning, about an hour into its flight here to Beijing from the Malaysian capital, Kuala Lumpur. 154 Chinese nationals are among the missing. A flight from Shanghai to Beijing was forced to make an unscheduled landing in Jinan on Monday after a fire alarm went off. The fire alarm on the Airbus A320 turned out to be a false alarm. Authorities with Juneyao Airlines dispatched another plane to Jinan to pick up the passengers to allow them to finish their trip here to Beijing. It's unclear at this point what may have triggered the alarm. Officials have confirmed the Chinese Coast Guard has driven away two Philippine ships from the Renai Reef off the Nansha Islands. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the Philippine ships were loaded with construction materials. They were spotted near the Nansha Islands on Sunday. The two ships turned around after receiving a warning from the Coast Guard. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the Philippines was attempting to begin a construction project on the islands, adding the move infringes on China's sovereignty and violates the spirit of the Declaration of Conduct of the Parties in the South China Sea. Ousted Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych is planning to make another official statement later today in Russia. Yanukovych was last seen at a news conference in the Russian city of Rostov-on-Don late last month. During his last appearance, Yanukovych suggested he remains the legitimate president of Ukraine. The scheduled statement comes days ahead of a referendum in the Crimea about whether the autonomous region should join Russia. Meanwhile, UN Chief Ban Ki-moon is cautioning against hasty action and provocative rhetoric, saying he is becoming increasingly alarmed by the developments in Ukraine. British Prime Minister David Cameron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel have also held another discussion over the situation in Ukraine. The two say their priority is to de-escalate the tensions and to get Russia to engage in a contact group. Israeli soldiers shot dead another Palestinian on Monday, the second killing in the course of the day. The second victim was shot by Israeli forces for allegedly throwing stones at Israeli vehicles. Earlier in the day on Monday, a Jordanian judge, who was originally a Palestinian, was shot and killed at a border crossing between Jordan and the West Bank. Israeli forces contend the man was shot dead after he tried to wrestle a gun away from an Israeli soldier. However, Palestinian sources at the crossing say that the victim was targeted immediately as he came off the bus at the crossing. The US government says it is encouraging Japan's leadership to handle historical issues in a way that contributes to better ties with its neighboring countries. The State Department statement comes after Japan's chief cabinet secretary announced his country will not revise the world-recognized statements issued by previous administrations concerning wartime atrocities and the issue of sex slaves. A US State Department spokesman is calling Suga's pledge a positive step. Yoshihide Suga's latest announcement runs counter to an earlier statement where he suggested Japan's government is setting up a team to re-examine those statements. New analysis shows lending through February has come in at 645 billion yuan, down from a four-year high in January. The People's Bank of China says the latest figure is less than half of January's new lending, but is 24.5 billion yuan higher than the previous February. It's being suggested the fluctuation of credit figures have been mainly caused by seasonal and holiday factors. New research being conducted in Mongolia is shedding some potential new light on the expansion of the Mongol Empire some 800 years ago. American researchers studying ancient trees in central Mongolia say they've determined the weather conditions at the time of the Mongol expansion were actually warm and more moist than usual at the period of time. This would seem to fly in the face of common historical convention, which has generally suggested that Mongol tribes expanded off the steppe because of cold and less than ideal weather conditions. The researchers from Columbia University are suggesting the warm and wet conditions during Genghis Khan's rule between 1211 and 1225 would have allowed for greater productivity for the tribes, allowing them to fuel their conquests. Those are the latest headlines from CRI. I'm Alexander Orcott.